Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. In this podcast, I'll be previewing the quarterfinals of the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs. In this podcast, I preview the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs and give my predictions on who I think will win the series. In the first matchup in the Eastern Conference quarterfinals, we have the first seed in the Eastern Conference, the New York Rangers, matching up against the second wildcard team in the Eastern Conference, the Washington Capitals. The New York Rangers and Washington Capitals have a storied playoff history and have met 8 times in the NHL playoffs, dating back to their days in the Pacific Division. Their most recent playoff matchup was in the first round of the 2021 playoffs, where the Washington Capitals eliminated the New York Rangers easily in 5 games. Despite the Rangers being an overwhelming favorite to win this series, in the playoffs, anything can happen. You just never know. The Rangers have matched up against the Capitals 4 times this season and have split the season series 2-2, with both teams scoring exactly 9 goals in the season series. This included a 4-0 shutout of the Rangers by the Capitals on December 9th. Key players for the New York Rangers forwards are Timmy Panarin, Mika Zibanejad, Chris Kreider, Vincent Trocheck, Alexei Lafreniere, and Kaapo Kakko. Defensemen Adam Fox, Braden Schneider, Keandre Miller, and Jacob Trouba. The X factor is Alexander Wennberg. Key forwards for the Washington Capitals, Alex Ovechkin, Dylan Strome, Tom Wilson, TJ Oshie, Max Pacioretty, Connor McMichael, and Alexi Protas. Key defensemen, John Carlson, Martin Ferrivari, and Rasmus Sandin. The X-Factor is Sonny Milano. The goalie matchup in this series is Igor Shesterkin for the New York Rangers, going up against Charlie Lindgren for the Washington Capitals. As mentioned before, the New York Rangers and Washington Capitals are two teams with a rich playoff history and a fierce rivalry. Whenever these two teams meet in the postseason, it promises high-intensity hockey, close games, and plenty of drama. The New York Rangers are bolstered by their young and dynamic forwards such as Alexei Lafreniere and Kaapo Kakko to go along with a great veteran forward core, which includes Artemi Panarin, Mika Zibanejad, and Chris Kreider. The underdog Capitals, on the other hand, boost a mix of up-and-coming young forwards such as Connor McMichael, Alexi Protas, Hendrix Lapierre, and Sonny Milano to go along with a veteran forward core that includes Alex Ovechkin, TJ Oshie, Tom Wilson, and Dylan Strome. The Rangers have been one of the highest scoring teams in the league during the regular season, with 282 goals for, good for 6th in the league, while the Capitals have struggled to score this season, having only netted 220 goals for, which is 5th worst in the NHL. The goaltending matchup could be the highlight of the series. The Rangers, as always, will have to rely on standout performances from Igor Shesterkin at times to bail them out when they get sloppy in the D-zone, while the Capitals will turn to Charlie Lindgren, who has been one of the biggest surprises in the NHL and almost single-handedly carried the Washington Capitals into the playoffs. The New York Rangers have a major advantage when it comes to special teams, as they have the league's third best power play, owning a 26.4 success rate, and the third best penalty kill, owning an 84.5 penalty kill rate. Unlike in past seasons, the Washington Capitals don't have a lethal power play anymore. They only have the league's 14th best power play and the 19th worst PK in the league at just 79%. Given the history between these two teams and their most recent performances, a Rangers vs. Capitals playoff series will still be a hard-fought battle. Unfortunately, the skill level and talent of the New York Rangers may just overwhelm the Washington Capitals. If Charlie Lindgren does not stand on his head and completely steal the series, I don't think the Capitals stand a shot. My prediction is that the New York Rangers win the series 4-2. The second matchup in the Eastern Conference is between the second seed, the Florida Panthers, facing off against the first wildcard team, the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Florida Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning had only played each other once in the playoffs in 1996 prior to 2021. But since 2021, the two teams face each other in the playoffs twice in the first round and will be playing each other again in the first round for the third time in 4 years. Although the Florida Panthers are technically favored in the series, the playoff experience the Tampa Bay Lightning have in their lineup is nothing to scoff at. Never mind the fact that since 2021, the Tampa Bay Lightning have an 8-2 record in the playoffs against the Florida Panthers. In the season series, the Florida Panthers have a 2-1 edge, outscoring the Lightning 15-9. Key players in this matchup for Florida: forwards Alexander Barkov, Matthew Tkachuk, Sam Reinhart, Vladimir Tarasenko, Carter Verhaeghe, Sam Bennett, Anton Lundell, and Evan Rodriguez. Key defensemen Aaron Ekblad, Brandon Montour, and Gustav Forsling. X factor is Eetu Luostarinen. Key forwards for Tampa Bay: Nikita Kucherov, Braden Point, Steven Stamkos, Braden Hagel, Anthony Cirelli, Nick Paul, and Anthony Duclair. Defensemen Victor Hedman, Eric Cernak, Darren Radish, and Nick Perbix. The X factor is Tanner Janot. The goalie matchup in this series is Sergei Bobrovsky of Florida going up against Andrei Vasilevsky for Tampa Bay. The Battle of Florida, also known as the Sunshine State Rivalry, between the Florida Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning is undoubtedly going to be an electrifying playoff series. Both teams are strong contenders in the Atlantic Division, making this potential matchup even more intriguing. Both the Panthers and Lightning have dynamic and potent offenses. The Panthers are loaded up front with the likes of Alexander Barkov, Matthew Tkachuk, Sam Reinhart, Vladimir Tarasenko, and Carter Verhaeghe, while the Lightning are led by MVP candidate Nikita Kucherov, Braden Point, and Steven Stamkos. Tampa Bay is 5th in the NHL in goals for with 291, while Florida is 11th in goals for with 268. Goaltending could be a significant factor in this series. The Panthers will lean on Sergei Bobrovsky, who backstopped them to the Stanley Cup Finals last season, while the Lightning will turn to Andrei Vasilevsky, one of the league's top goaltenders and a two-time Stanley Cup champion. Tampa Bay has allowed the 11th most goals against in the league, having yielded 268, while Florida has allowed the second fewest goals against in the league, giving up 200 this season. Given the offensive talent on both sides, special teams could play a pivotal role in this series. The Lightning's power play is known for its efficiency, as they have the league's first-ranked power play at 28.6%, while the Panthers have a really good penalty kill, ranked 6th at 82.5%. This would be a matchup to watch. A playoff series between the Panthers and Lightning will be a tightly contested battle. Given the talent and depth on both teams, expect a series with fast-paced action, a lot of hitting, and outstanding goaltending. You can also expect a lot of nastiness in this series, as the two teams absolutely hate each other. It could be a series that goes the distance, with both teams showcasing why they are among the top contenders in the NHL. My prediction is that the Florida Panthers win the series 4-3. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. The third matchup in the Eastern Conference is between the 2 seed in the Metropolitan Division, the Carolina Hurricanes, facing off against the New York Islanders, who are the 3rd seed in the Metropolitan Division. The Carolina Hurricanes and New York Islanders have faced each other in the playoffs 4 times, including twice since the 2019 NHL playoffs. Both teams have won 2 series apiece in their history, but in their most recent playoff matchup in 2023, the Carolina Hurricanes easily dispatched the New York Islanders in 6 games. Surprisingly, the New York Islanders have fared okay in this year's season series against the Hurricanes, as both teams have won 2 games apiece, with the Islanders being outscored by the Hurricanes 14-16. Key players in the matchup for Carolina: forwards Sebastian Aho, Jake Guentzel, Andrei Svechnikov, Martin Natchez, Seth Jarvis, Teuvo Teravainen, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and Jordan Staal. Defensemen Jacob Slavin, Brent Burns, Dmitry Orlov, Brett Pesce, and Brady Shea. X-Factor is Jesperi Kotkaniemi. Key forwards for the New York Islanders: Matt Barzell, Brock Nelson, Bo Horvat, Kyle Palmieri, JG Pageau, Casey Cizikas, and Oliver Wahlstrom. Defense: Noah Dobson, Ryan Pulock, and Alan Pellick. X-Factor is Simon Holmstrom. The goalie matchup in this series is Frederik Andersen and Peter Kochetkov for Carolina against Ilya Sorokin and Semyon Varlamov of the New York Islanders. The New York Islanders and Carolina Hurricanes are both competitive teams in the Eastern Conference, known for their structured systems and strong defensive play. Both the Islanders and Hurricanes, the Islanders have their reliable shutdown pair with Adam Pellick and Ryan Pulock, along with great two-way forwards such as JG Pageau and Casey Cizikas. The Hurricanes have 2 of the best defensive defensemen in the league in stalwarts Jacob Slavin and Brett Pesce. along with reliable two-way centers like Sebastian Aho and Jordan Staal. Although the Hurricanes struggled defensively to begin the year, they finished the season strong, having yielded the fourth fewest goals against in the league. On the other hand, the Islanders weren't so great defensively this season, contrary to their reputation, which caused them to fire their coach in the middle of the season and hire Patrick Waugh. Despite being known as defensive-oriented teams, both teams have dynamic offensive stars in their lineup. Carolina has Sebastian Aho, Andrei Svechnikov, Martin Natchez, Seth Jarvis, and Teuvo Teravainen, as well as two crucial deadline acquisitions in Jake Guentzel and Evgeny Kuznetsov. The New York Islanders, on the other hand, mainly rely on a few players to provide offense for them. Matt Barzal, Bo Horvat, Brock Nelson, and Kyle Palmieri. And since their other forwards struggled to score, they have gotten some much-needed offense from defenseman Noah Dobson, who has chipped in 70 points this season, good for a second on the team in points. Goaltending could be the highlight of this series. The Islanders will rely on either Ilya Sorokin or Semyon Varlamov, while the Hurricanes will turn to Frederik Andersen or Peter Kochekov. Both teams have shown the confidence in playing both goalies in high-pressure situations. The Carolina Hurricanes are entering the postseason as one of the hottest teams in the NHL, and the way they can simultaneously shut down oppositions while scoring a ton of goals makes this a very challenging series for the heavily underdog Islanders. But the Islanders are no strangers to big upsets in the postseason. My prediction is that the Carolina Hurricanes win the series 4-2. The fourth and final matchup in the Eastern Conference is between the Boston Bruins, the 2-seed in the Atlantic Division, and the Toronto Maple Leafs, the 3rd seed in the Atlantic Division. The Toronto Maple Leafs and Boston Bruins have a storied rivalry and a storied playoff history, having faced each other numerous times in the playoffs over the years. The rivalry between these two original six teams has produced some memorable moments and intense matchups. The Bruins and Leafs have faced each other in the playoffs a total of 16 times, with the Bruins winning 10 and the Leafs winning 6 of those series. The Bruins have absolutely owned the Toronto Maple Leafs in the 2023-24 regular season series, sweeping the season series 4-0 and outscoring them 14-7. Key players in this series for Boston: forwards David Pastrnak, Brad Marchand, Pavel Zacha, Charlie Coyle, Jake DeBrusk, Trent Frederick, Morgan Geekie, and JVR. Defense: Charlie McAvoy, Hampus Lindholm, Kevin Shattenkirk, and Brandon Carlo. X-Factor is Danton Heinen. Key forwards for Toronto: Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, William Nylander, John Tavares, Tyler Bertuzzi, Max Domi, and Matthew Nyes. Defense: Morgan Rielly, Timothy Liljegren, TJ Brody, and Jake McCabe. The X-Factor is Nick Robertson. The goalie matchup in this series is Jeremy Swayman for Boston against Ilya Samsonov and Joseph Woll for Toronto. The stage is set for another chapter in one of the NHL's most storied rivalries. The Boston Bruins and Toronto Maple Leafs are set to face off in the playoffs once again, reigniting a feud that spans decades and has provided hockey fans with some of the most memorable moments in postseason history. The Bruins finished the regular season strong, securing the second seed in the division, with a top six heavy attack led by David Pastrnak and Brad Marchand, with some complementary pieces such as Pavel Zacha, Charlie Coyle, and Jake DeBrusk. On the other side, the Maple Leafs had a solid regular season, finishing third in their division, led by Maurice Rocket Richard winner Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, William Nylander, and captain John Tavares. The Leafs' high-powered offense has been the league's best, scoring 303 goals this year. One of the reasons why the Bruins have been able to own the Maple Leafs, despite not being as talented, is because they know how to neutralize their star player's speed coming through the neutral zone. And in the defensive zone, they collapse in front of the goalie and box out attacking forwards looking for rebounds. Defense is going to be the deciding factor in a playoff matchup between the two teams. Boston clearly is the better team in this regard, as they have only allowed 221 goals against, which is 6th fewest in the NHL, while Toronto is ranked 21st in goals against, having allowed 261 goals against. Goaltending will also be important in the postseason. Toronto has always had questions about goaltending in the regular season, but especially in the postseason. But the Bruins seem to have found their number one guy in Jeremy Swayman. The Bruins have a strong penalty kill, while the Leafs boost a potent power play. Toronto has the league's 7th best power play with a 24% success rate. They will have the work cut out for them, in this series against the strong Boston PK, ranked 7th. This series promises to be a hard-fought battle between two Original Six teams with passionate fan bases. While the Bruins have the historical edge in the playoff matchups against the Leafs have talent and depth in their lineup to make it a competitive series. My prediction is that the Boston Bruins win the series in 7 games. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywithtalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywith777. In the first matchup in the Western Conference quarterfinals, we have the Dallas Stars, the number one seed in the Western Conference, going up against the Vegas Golden Knights, who are the second wildcard team. The Dallas Stars and Vegas Golden Knights have faced each other twice since Vegas joined the league as an expansion team in 2017 and have one win apiece. In their most recent playoff showdown, the Golden Knights defeated the Stars in 6 games to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals, where they would ultimately win it all. Despite being technically the underdog in the series, the Golden Knights swept the Dallas Stars in the season series and outscored them 11-4. Given the competitiveness in their playoff matchup in 2020 and in 2023, this matchup promises to be an exciting one. Key players in this matchup for Dallas: forwards Jason Robertson, Joe Pavelski, Roope Hintz, Jamie Benn, Wyatt Johnson, Matt Duchene, Tyler Seguin, Mason Marchment; defensemen Miro Heiskanen, Thomas Harley, Chris Tanev, Issa Lindell, and Ryan Suter. The X factor for Dallas is Logan Stankoven. Key players for Vegas: forwards Jack Eichel, Mark Stone, Thomas Hertl, Jonathan Marchessault, William Karlsson, Ivan Barbashev, Chandler Stephenson, and Anthony Mantha. Defensemen: Alex Pietrangelo, Noah Hanifin, Shea Theodore, Braden McNabb, and Alec Martinez. X-Factor is Nikolai Waugh. The goalie matchup in this series is Jake Ottinger for Dallas going up against Aiden Hill for Vegas. The Dallas Stars aren't the number one seed in the West for no reason. They just seem to be a very well-balanced team that can roll 4 lines and 3 D pairs, and are backstopped by an elite goalie in Jake Ottinger. The Stars are known for their defensive discipline and can shut down their opponents with their structured play. The Stars have the 8th best goals against in the league, having only allowed 232 goals against this year. Although the Dallas Stars don't have the reputation of a high-powered offense, they can definitely put the puck in the net, as they have the 3rd most goals for in the league, with 294. Dallas doesn't really need to rely on star players to score, but they do have star talent like Jason Robertson, Joe Pavelski, Roope Hintz, and Jamie Benn. But they also have a great deal of depth scoring, as 11 different players on the roster have double-digit goals. The Vegas Golden Knights during the regular season were a pretty mediocre team, to say the least. They were 13th in goals for, with 263, and 12th in goals against, yielding 243 goals against. However, Vegas is built for the postseason, and most of their core players do tend to play better in the playoffs than in the regular season. Vegas is led offensively by Jack Eichel, Mark Stone, Jonathan Marchessault, Ivan Barbashev, and the recently acquired Thomas Hertl, and also has very good depth scoring to complement that, as players such as William Karlsson have stepped up in the playoffs. Goaltending is a concern for the Vegas Golden Knights, and it could be the thing that holds them back this postseason. Although they did help stir up their defense with the acquisition of Noah Hanifin at the trade deadline. Although the Dallas Stars are the number one seed in the Western Conference and should be favored, the Vegas Golden Knights are the defending Stanley Cup champions and have a stacked roster for a team that is the second wildcard team. This series has the potential to be a tightly contested battle, but with more playoff experience in their lineup, Vegas could get the slight edge. My prediction is that the Vegas Golden Knights win the series in 6 games. The second matchup in the Western Conference is between the Vancouver Canucks, who are the second seed in the Western Conference, and the Nashville Predators, who are the first wildcard team. The Vegas Golden Knights and Nashville Predators have met in the NHL playoffs 3 times, with the Vancouver Canucks winning 2 out of the 3 series. The one series that Nashville did win was a sweep of Vancouver in 2017, and they went on to go to the Stanley Cup Finals before losing to the eventual Stanley Cup champions, Pittsburgh Penguins, in 6 games. The Canucks swept the Predators in the season series 3-0, outscoring them 13-6. Although it is worth noting that all 3 games were played before Nashville went on their second half tear. Key players in this matchup for Vancouver: forwards Elias Pettersson, JT Miller, Elias Lindholm, Brock Besser, Connor Garland, Nils Höglander, and Dakota Joshua. Defensemen, Quinn Hughes, Philip Hronek, Nikita Zadorov, and Tyler Myers. X-Factor is Pia Suter. Key players for Nashville, forwards, Philip Forsberg, Ryan O'Reilly, Gustav Nyquist, Jason Zucker, Thomas Novak, Colton Sissons, and Luke Evangelista. Defensemen, Roman Josi, Ryan McDonough, and Jeremy Lauzon. The X-Factor for Nashville is Michael McCarron. The goalie matchup in this series is Thatcher Demko for Vancouver against UC Saros for Nashville. The stage is set for an exciting Western Conference showdown as the Vancouver Canucks and Nashville Predators prepare to face off in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Both teams have shown resilience and determination throughout the regular season, earning their spots in the postseason. The Vancouver Canucks have a lethal top six, with key players such as Elias Pettersson, JT Miller, Brock Besser, Elias Lindholm, and two elite offensive defensemen in Quinn Hughes and Philip Hronek leading the charge. Vancouver has really demonstrated their offensive prowess this season, scoring 277 goals for this year, good for 7th in the NHL. The Predators have had their ups and downs this season, but caught fire in the second half of the season to secure a playoff spot, with strong performances down the stretch. Led offensively by Roman Josi, Philip Forsberg, Ryan O'Reilly, and Gustav Nyquist, and a crop of rising young studs such as Thomas Novak and Luke Evangelista, the Predators have the 10th most goals for in the league, with 266. Defense will be crucial in this series, with both teams needing to shut down opposing teams' top scorers. Both teams have the personnel needed to shut down the opposition, and are backstopped by elite goaltenders. Vancouver is backstopped by Thatcher Demko, while Nashville is backstopped by UC Saros. Vancouver has been excellent defensively this year. They have allowed the 5th lowest goals against in the league, yielding only 217 goals against, while the Predators have been somewhat disappointing this year, having allowed 248 goals against, which is 14th in the league. Playoff hockey is known for its physicality and intensity. Both teams are known for playing a physical brand of hockey, and in contests where the stars may be held in check, both teams will have to rely on their depth scoring to show up. Special teams will really make a difference in this series. Vancouver has the 10th best power play in the league at 22.5%, while Nashville has the 16th best power play in the league at 21.6%. Both teams have struggled on the penalty kill. Vancouver is ranked 20th on the PK, while Nashville is ranked 22nd on the PK. This series promises to be a tightly contested battle between two competitive teams. Given their recent playoff success against the Predators, the Canucks may still have a slight edge in the series. However, the Predators' playoff experience and determination could make this matchup much closer than expected. My prediction is that the Vancouver Canucks win the series in 7 games. The third matchup in the Western Conference is between the Winnipeg Jets, the second seed in the Central Division, and the Colorado Avalanche, the third seed in the Central Division. Believe it or not, the Winnipeg Jets and Colorado Avalanche have only faced each other once in the playoffs due to their respective franchises' histories and conference alignments. In the one lone playoff matchup in 2018, since the Jets relocated to Winnipeg, Winnipeg beat Colorado in the Western Conference Finals 4-2 to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. But the Winnipeg Jets have completely owned and dominated the Colorado Avalanche in the season series, sweeping the season series 3-0 and outscoring Colorado 17-4. This includes a 7-0 shutout in the most recent matchup on April 13th. Key players in this matchup for Winnipeg, forwards Kyle Connor, Mark Scheifele, Nikolai Ehlers, Sean Monahan, Tyler Toffoli, Gabriel Vilardi, and Adam Lowry. Defensemen Josh Morrissey, Neil Pionk, Dylan DeMello, and Brendan Dillon. The X-Factor for Winnipeg is Cole Perfetti. Key players for Colorado, forwards Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen, Jonathan Drouin, Casey Mittelstadt, Valeri Nichushkin, and Arturi Lehkonen. Defensemen Cale Makar, Devon Taves, Josh Manson, and Sean Walker. The X-Factor for Colorado is Ross Colton. The goalie matchup in this series is Connor Hellebuyck for Winnipeg against Alexander Georgiev for Colorado. The Jets-Avalanche playoff matchup promises to be an exciting and closely contested series. Both teams had strong performances throughout the regular season, making them serious contenders in the playoffs. The Jets have a potent offense led by players like Kyle Connor, Mark Scheifele, Nikolaj Ehlers, Tyler Toffoli, Sean Monahan, and Gabriel Vilardi. They can score goals in bunches and put pressures on opposing defenses. On the other side, the Avalanche boost one of the most dynamic offenses in the league, led by MVP candidate Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen, and Cale Makar, along with a good supporting cast with the likes of Jonathan Drouin, Casey Mittelstadt, and Valeri Nichushkin. Colorado is second in the NHL in goals for with 297, while Winnipeg is 15th in the league in goals for with 255. Connor Hellebuyck is one of the top goalies in the NHL. He has the ability to steal games with his exceptional play between the pipes. On the other side, Alexander Georgiev has been a big liability in net down the stretch for Colorado, and was a major reason why they lost out on the 2 seed. Winnipeg has allowed the fewest goals against in the league, having only yielded 196 goals against, while Colorado has yielded 251 goals against, which is 16th in the NHL. The Avalanche's high-powered offense has been completely shut down in the regular season series, and if the Jets can keep the Avs playing 5-on-5, they have an advantage. Where the Avalanche have a clear advantage is on special teams. Colorado has the 5th best power play in the NHL, operating at 24.5%, while Winnipeg does not have a great PK. They're ranked 21st, only having killed off 77.3% of their penalties. Despite the Winnipeg Jets having a definitive advantage in the regular season series, the playoffs are a different animal, and with the pieces they added at the trade deadline, this could be a very competitive series that has the potential to go 7 games. My prediction is that the Winnipeg Jets win the series in 7 games. Listen to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWhizTravels. The 4th and final matchup in the Western Conference is between the Edmonton Oilers, the 2nd seed in the Pacific Division, and the LA Kings, the 3rd seed in the Pacific Division. The Edmonton Oilers and LA Kings only met in the playoffs 6 times in their franchise's history prior to the 2022 playoffs. But since that first round matchup in 2022, have faced off in the first round of the playoffs every year since. For a 3rd straight year in a row, the Edmonton Oilers will be facing the LA Kings in the first round of the playoffs. Edmonton has won 6 out of 8 playoff matchups against the LA Kings, and in their last playoff matchup in 2023, the Oilers easily dispatched the LA Kings in 6 games. In the regular season series this year, Edmonton has a 3-1 record against LA and outscored them 10-9. Key players in this matchup for Edmonton: forward Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Zach Hyman, Evander Kane, Adam Henrique, Ryan McLeod, and Warren Fogle. Defensemen Evan Bouchard, Matthias Ekholm, Darnell Nurse. X-factor for Edmonton is Corey Perry. Key players for LA: forwards Anze Kopitar, Kevin Fiala, Adrian Kempe, Quentin Byfield, Pierre-Luc Dubois, Philip Deneau, and Trevor Moore. Defensemen Drew Doughty, Mikey Anderson, Vladislav Gavrikov, and Matt Roy. The X-factor for LA is Victor Arvidsson. The goalie matchup in this series is Stuart Skinner for Edmonton against Cam Talbot for LA. The Oilers and Kings will be facing off in the quarterfinals again for the 3rd straight year in a row, and it definitely should be an exciting and chippy series, given the history and bad blood between the two teams. Led by superstars like Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, along with 50 goal scorer Zach Hyman, the Oilers boost one of the most potent offenses in the league. But unlike in previous years, the Oilers have a healthy dose of secondary scoring, with the addition of Adam Henrique to go along with hardworking forwards like Ryan McLeod and Warren Fogle, and the veteran Corey Perry and Evander Kane. Edmonton ranks 4th in the league in goals for with 292 and have the league's 4th best power play, operating at 26.3%. The weakness for the Oilers is their defense, although the defense is much improved with Matthias Ekholm and the arrival of towering defenseman Vincent Desharnais. Stuart Skinner had a fantastic season this year and was a major reason why Edmonton finished the season having allowed the 10th fewest goals against in the league. The LA Kings are known for being a tight-checking, defensive-oriented team, especially in the playoffs. Their defense this season has been stellar, and behind solid goaltending from Cam Talbot and David Rittich. LA has allowed just 210 goals against, which is third best in the NHL. LA has struggled at times to get consistent secondary scoring. They will need players outside of Anze Kopitar, Kevin Fiala, Adrian Kempe, and Quinton Byfield to chip in goals in the playoffs. The Kings were ranked 17th in goals for, only netting 254 goals. The matchup to watch out for this series is Edmonton's high-powered power play against LA's second-ranked PK, which has an 84.6 penalty kill rate. McDavid's speed and skill will be a significant challenge for the Kings' defense to contain. That is the main thing to pay attention to. If LA cannot slow down McDavid and let him do whatever he wants with the puck, it will be a quick series. Even though the Oilers' offensive firepower could overwhelm the LA Kings, if they maintain their scoring pace and force them to play 5-on-5, it could be a very tight checking series. If we have learned anything from past playoff series between the two teams, LA is a scrappy team and will not go away without a fight, so they will make it a tough series for the Oilers. My prediction is that the Edmonton Oilers win the series in 6 games. In my next podcast, I'll be doing an update on these quarterfinal matchups.